Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sharla Howard of Golden Crest Realty about the housing market.
What has the housing market been like in the area in the past, 6 months or so? Have you seen kind of a trend rising?
If I had to take the last 6 months, I would say it's been a little quieter than it was the prior 2 years. Maybe to give you a better idea of what's been happening. For the last 2 years, to me personally, the market's been very, very good. And I've seen a trend where the housing prices have recovered from what happened when the economy had a little bit of a problem, but they have definitely recovered. Some housing prices have increased and the values are a little bit better. Some houses have plateaued. There are homes that are directly affected though by the foreclosure rates, and that can be anywhere from a $20,000 house to a $2 million house. No matter what the value of your home is, the foreclosure rates are impacting that value. And so as far as getting homes moved, you know, getting them sold and ready for the next thing, that has been very good. And the last 6 months, it's just been a little bit quieter, I think, because the weather has played a role. You know, we had such a wet spring this year, it kind of puts a damper on everything. But now that summer's here, it's a little busier.
And would you call it more of a buyer's market or a seller's market right now?
That's actually a very good question, because if I had to put a label on it, I think it's everybody's market. And the reason I have that reasoning is because the interest rates are very, very good. So that helps out the buyers. The interest rates are very, very good, and that helps out the sellers. So I know I'm sounding repetitive, but because of that, it's really helping both the buyers and the sellers right now. It's getting more people looking at the homes because they can get more for their money than they could even 3 or 4 years ago. And it's helping the sellers who are trying to sell their homes because there's more activity. There's more people looking. So they're getting better exposure right now. So yeah, if I had to put a label on it, I would say it's everybody's market right now.
And how do those rates affect the buyers and sellers and the whole process?
The rates have experienced an all-time low, but people are a little afraid because they can kind of see those rates kind of inching their way back up ever so slightly. It doesn't worry me at all, because to me, if an interest rate is 6% or below, it's still excellent. And we're still hovering around that 3.5% to 4.5% right now, depending on the loan program and what you qualify for. But I'm not a lender, but in my field, I can see how this is affecting the real estate market. And again, if the interest rates stay where they are or even inch their way up a little bit, people still need to understand that it's still a super duper good rate and it's still a very good time to buy property.
So would you have any advice for people that are looking to move in the near future? Would you say now is a good time to start looking, or they should kind of maybe do some small home improvements and then wait a little longer?
Actually, I think this is a great time. I think if a person has been considering selling their home, just, you know, get some advice from a real estate agent, and, you know, we can certainly help with that to see if there's anything that needs tweaked before they put it on the market. And on the flip side of that, I think it's an excellent time for a buyer to pursue home ownership. When you're paying rent, you're really paying the landlord 100% interest every month. And unfortunately, you're not gaining any personal wealth or equity. In home ownership, you're gaining equity every single time you make a payment. And there's great value and satisfaction that comes along with home ownership. So I highly encourage people, if they have the desire, they should talk to a lender, get pre-approved, and start looking for a home.
Would you have any advice for first-time homeowners?
Yeah, actually, first-time homebuyers have a lot of incentives that are just there for them. And it makes me want to be a first-time homebuyer, but I'm not. So if you have not owned real estate for 3 or more years, you are a first-time buyer. Even if you owned real estate before, if there's been a 3-year period, you qualify again for those incentives. And I think every lender out there has first-time homebuyer programs. They vary. Some are very, very good. And so I would definitely shop around and have a buyer look into that and definitely find out. They might be pleasantly surprised that they may qualify for that.
Great. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
I would just want to encourage people again that if they've had any inkling or desire to do anything, whether it's sell a home or buy a home, they have a very good chance right now, as long as they take the advice that's given to them, price their home accordingly, and if they're looking for a home, is to actively look and really find something that would work for you, because we do have some choices. So I encourage everyone to either buy or sell, to take it and run.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Sharla Howard of Golden Crest Realty. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.